Tis I, DJ Tangent, Numbers with Wings, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Yeah, so that Lumpfish, I like that song. It's cool. It's catchy. I like it.
It's got a good beat. You can dance to it.
And if you're looking to hear the live thing that DJ Squared, Dinah Jansen DJ, took me a while to figure that one out. That you mentioned in the little blurb there, that took place, I think, a week ago Thursday, so it's in the archives somewhere. You can find it and listen to it. It was good. An interview with the band and, some of the things that have happened to them over the course of their career and how they got together and all that. And then before that, of course, Emily Steele. And just saying her name and stuff. And before that, Fraser Wayne and the Desert Eagles with Living on the Road, whatever it is. You know the song. It's a hit. You should know it. And follow that up with Vivian Wilder, Black Hearts. Lowercase Black Hearts. Weird. So now we're into the second hour. I guess the first one was the bonus hour. This one is the real hour. Yeah, interpret that how you will. So this was one of these songs kind of a random playlist. I don't know, it came up. I like that song. Obviously, it's in a playlist, and I have the album. I've had it for a long, long time. So I'm gonna play that, and then I was looking through the albums last night, and I came up. But I saw another album and I said, oh yeah, I gotta play one of those. Which one? It was a tough decision. So, this is the album that I played when I did a guest spot on the Strawberry Girls show way back in the 1980s, because it has the single on it, or the song on it that I played. But I'm not gonna play that song. The band is The Deebies, and the song I'm gonna play from the album like this is called Love is for Lovers. And then I'm going to follow that up with, from his eponymous album, Marshall Crenshaw, with his song Cynical Girl. Yes. And then I'm going to play a surprise 45 that it just happened to see there, and I said, oh yes, I will play that. I mentioned it to the middle child at breakfast this morning, and I said, do you remember this song? She had to think, and oh yes, she did. So first the DBs, then Marshall, then a surprise. Here we go.
Just do. There's a big bird named Duke and Sam with a pretty girl, a big just like a candy cane. I wonder if he'd be so nice,
be so nice,
as to take us to blue paradise,
chocolate skins and ice cream beans, fancy.
I wish I was like Duke and Sam. I could fly to the rainbow in Candyland. Take all my friends to a tasty place.
Tasty
place. You'll have me can go flying out of space.
Chocolate steams and ice cream beans. Fancy bread, frozen sun, lots of cake and soda pop, a lollipop for everyone.
Pretty girl, big just like a candy cane. Take all my friends to a tasty place. You'll have me can go flying out of space.
Chocolate steams and ice cream beans.
Fancy bread from the sun.
Lots of cake.
Soda pop, a lollipop for everyone.
Chocolate sticks and ice cream beans.
Fancy flavored frozen sand.
Lots of cake and soda pop, a lollipop for everyone. Lollipop for everyone. Lollipop for everyone.
Okay, I'm back. So we had Love is for Lovers by the DBs, Cynical Girl by Marshall Crenshaw, and the surprise track. Although, really, people, anything I play is a surprise. Shonen Knife with the acoustic version of Fruit Loop Dreams from a lovely blue 45 RPM 7-inch record that came out in 1991. All right. Now, try not to die. Okay. So while I was going through the records last night, I came across a Billy Bragg disc that I have in my possession. So I thought, oh, he's playing town. Maybe I'll play a Billy Bragg song. So I chose the 3-minute song rather than the 7-minute song because I thought that was wise. So I'm going to play Billy Bragg. She's got a new spell. That's how I know. And then I'm going to follow it up. Because at some point, well, actually I heard it a couple times during the week, Girly So Groovy started off a show in the 1980s, well, 1980 in particular, played a song by the Pretenders. And like, I have never played Pretenders on here. Unless I played the Christmas song, but I don't think so. So I thought, well, I should probably play my influences, like the DBs, Marshall Crenshaw, stuff like that. Big musical influences in my life. And the Pretender is a big, big one. So I'm going to play, I think, Day After Day. I haven't quite decided. Well, it'll be a surprise to both of us. Well, more so you than me, because I'll have to cue it up and all that. But first, Billy Bragg, she's got a new spell.
Mm-hmm. sound? Where is it coming from? All around. What are you running from? Something you don't understand, something you cannot command. That's how I know that she's got a new spell. Yeah, that's how I know that she's got a new spell. What's going down? Who's moved this room from round me? Where is it gone? I fear this night will drown me, so I lie awake all night, 'cause I can't sleep with something I can't fight. And she's got a new spell. Yeah, that's how I know that she's got a new spell. The laws of gravity are very, very and you're just bending them for your own benefit. Stars out of the sky and bake them in a pie. That's how I know she's got a new spell. Yeah, that's how I know she's got a new spell. She stole the scene and the scenery, the script and the machinery. That's how I know that she's got a new. Yeah, that's how I know that she's got a new spell.
Day after day, day after day. up where we left off.
And that is how you end a song. Okay, so what do we have? Billy Bragg, she's got a new spell, and the Pretenders, Day After Day, from their album Pretenders 2. Yeah. The last album to feature James Honeyman Scott and Pete Farndon. Drugs, people. Stay away from them. Bad, bad. Okay, so the other part of what I do when I'm preparing for the show is check out /earshotdistro.ca, I think it is, or maybe .com, I don't know, it doesn't matter. You can find it if you're looking for it. And try and find some brand spankers. So, near the top of the list, I guess it was, I'll pretend it was yesterday, it might have actually been this morning. I don't know. I think it was this morning. Anyway, I found this group, which is actually a person, because the band is a she-her, called King of Foxes, and the song is Cinnamon Heart. I thought it was pretty cool, so I downloaded it. I'm going to play it. And what does it say about them? They are the Pope of Chilitown, a Rock Artist of the Year nominee, and musician in residence at Edmonton Public Library 2526. So that's pretty cool. And I notice here on the Instagram that they're followed by Piner, which will give me an excuse to play Piner, who will be performing at the Craft Beer Fest. I think that's the official, YGK Craft Beer Fest, I think is the official title. The thing at Fort Henry next Saturday, I guess it is, the 13th. Yeah. So, are there other people playing? I'll look it up in the interregnum and list them off when I'm done here. Or with these two songs. So, King of Foxes with Cinnamon Heart. And then Piner with good old Adelia. Oh, speaking of that. Tangent. That's me. Here on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. I was at the Elm today and they have the new art on display, and I really should look up the name of the artist, but if you Google it, you'll find it. And the artwork is of the area, like around there, like Skeleton Park, and the area, and the Patrick Street Hill. It doesn't look quite as steep in the painting. Well, actually, it does. Yeah, so I would check out the artwork there, because that Piner's video that was at the Slight thing was shot in that neighborhood. So the things in her video, like there's one of the store famous. So yeah, it's connected. Trust me. I'm not completely out to lunch. Okay. So yeah, where was I? Oh yeah, King of Foxes and then Piner. Here we go.
I'm a mess. I'm looking forward to a moment that I'm gonna regret. Zipped up like a tornado in a cocktail dress. Go in a town, you'll never see me again. I got you spun and you know it. You've been spinning round in my head. Get me in your bed.
What?
Taste me, waste me.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Salt Licht in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licht in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present music from Dusty Coyote's three-song EP, More Cowbell, produced by Emmy Award winner Gilbert Saladre and featuring Nick Lennox on saxophone. The record moves through garage indie dance energy on the title track, fuzz-drenched 1950s-inspired rock on Spend Your Savings, and closes with Eat at El Gringo, a surf-rock Tarantino soundtrack-style homage to Kingston's favorite Mexican takeout window. Built for the dance floor? Play it loud. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream More Cowbell by Dusty Coyote on your favorite platforms and enjoy the title track with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
DJ Tangent here on Numbers with Wings, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. We're approaching entering the last 20 minutes of the oeuvre. So, prior to that, cowbell, we had King of Foxes with Cinnamon Heart and Piner with Odelia. Minor note. When Dinah was referencing the saxophone player, she did not use his full name, which is Nolan Hubbard's good friend, Nicholas Lennox, on the saxophone. Gotta get his full title in there. I said I would look up the YGK Craft Beer Fest. YGK Beer Fest. They take the craft out of it. So, they have two stages, a main stage and a spotlight stage, going from 1:15 to roughly 5:30. Then the last two artists are on the main stage. So we start off with Lucas Oak, that 15-year-old kid who plays all the songs. He's quite talented, actually. He's good. That's on the main stage. Then, so that you aren't waiting around for people to switch over, Anthea Fever, who makes a fine breakfast sandwich, is on the spotlight stage. And then following that, Brass Over Tea Kettle on the main stage. Now, I saw Brass Over Tea Kettle, at Homegrown. And so what they do is they take, like, popular tunes. Like, I recognize some of them, but, I'm not into that. You know, it's not my genre. But they reimagine them with brass. It's really cool. Well worth seeing. Then on the spotlight stage, Parliament of Owls, I don't know. It's a serious-looking guy with a big beard wearing, like, a hat somewhere between a cowboy hat and a fedora. Yeah, I'm not sure. But could be interesting. Then we move over to the main stage with Piner, local legend. Then on the spotlight stage is some guy named Scott Owen, judging by the tattoos and the cowboy hat and the acoustic guitar. I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's country. I could be wrong. I mean, I have been wrong before, but I don't know. And then on the main stage at 5:30, Run Maggie Run, who describe themselves as vaguely haunted indie folk pop from Hamilton. And then closing out the show, the Handsome Lads of Schoolhouse from Ottawa, the nation's capital. Over easy. I saw them once at the Broom Factory, the night of the ice storm in Anticlonico. And I can never remember who the actual headliner was that night. Oh, well. Lost to the shadows of time. But, yeah, they're good. Over Easy plays them fairly often. All right. Enough about that. So, yeah. So that's next Saturday. Oh, that also reminds me. I believe it's today. If I'm wrong, don't sue me. Finkelshore Park in Bath, well, just past Bath, at that bandstand, gazebo, whatever it is, they have live music. And if it is today, right about soon, if you get there, you can see Abby Stewart with her band, which would be fun. I can't make it because it's too far away from here, but yeah, it would be good. So what do we have? Oh yeah, two more songs from the Exclamation Point Earshot. One, a band called, well, it's written L-E-S, space, Shirley. And I was thinking to myself, I wonder, is this Les Shirley or Lay Shirley? Is it Francais? And it is, in fact, well, I don't know. Well, yes, they're from Quebec. Rafa, Lily and Sarah, a Montreal rock power trio. And the song I have is called Player 2. And their album is out. Why are the dates backwards? I'm thinking that's September 25th. So I've got that. And then I have a song by a Toronto area band called Mad Folk. Is it all one word or is it two words? Let me think. It seems to be all one word, all lowercase. And their self-titled album is all caps out now. I don't know how we describe it. It's alternative, I guess, is the broad genre it falls under. So first off, we have Leigh Shirley with Player 2. That came out May 29th. And the Mad Folk, the song I've chosen to play, because it's special, is called Movie Rock. And that came out the 5th, which was, Friday. So here we go. Leigh Shirley and Mad Folk.
Circuits my brain, I'm going insane. I think I f***ed up.
Time. You'll be my movie, and I'll be yours.
those sudden endings. Okay, so those were a couple of brand spankers. Leigh Shirley with Player 2 and Mad Folk with Movie Rock. So the Mad Folk album, entitled Mad Folk, was released, I'm guessing, the 5th. And Leigh Shirley, their album comes out in September. So that was a teaser. Okay, so we've got some time left. So I thought we'd travel to the Paisley Underground, because why not? Played a bit of Dream Syndicate over the last couple weeks. For fun, I'm going to play first The Rain Parade. Oh man, got a covering the Bangles, Real World. And I think, yeah, because it's Dream Syndicate, I'll play the Bangles cover of the Dream Syndicates. That's what you always say. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. So first up, Real World, the Bangles tune, as covered by, oh yeah, this is from a two-record set called 3x4, the Bangles, the 3 O'Clock, the Dream Syndicate, Rain Parade. And it's a lovely purple bowling ball kind of thing. I don't know. Do kids these days even know what bowling balls look like? I don't know. Anyway. What turntable's that on? Turntable 1. Okay. So here we go. Rain Parade, Real World.
This is the real world, and I'll do only thing I'm counting on.
Okay, I'm just going to cut in for a second. It is I, DJ Tangent, here on Numbers with Wings, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Yeah, that's the, essentially the end of the show with the Bangles coming up. I'll be back next week. Up next, Julian and his jukebox. Oh, and I just noticed on the Instagram that Kira is playing at Musiki tonight, 8 o'clock. So that'll be cool. Anyway, don't have time to fit in a Kira song, sadly. Anyway, yeah. See ya.